Now, in the final part of our program, here's Ian Willoughby with this week's arts.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel.
This is Chelsea Hotel by Leonard Cohen, just one of many references in song to the legendary hotel, located in the New York district of the same name. The list of those who've stayed there, in many cases for several years, reads like a kind of who's who of 20th century Western culture. Dylan Thomas, Bob Dylan, Tennessee Williams, William Burroughs, Sid Vicious, Arthur Miller, Gore Vidal, Jack Kerouac, Brendan Behan, Milos Forman, Robert Crumb. I could go on for a lot longer. Now the Chelsea Hotel is the focus of concurrent shows at Prague's Docs Gallery. Its artistic director is Yaroslav Andiel.
There are a couple of exhibitions devoted to the Chelsea Hotel in New York. First of them is entitled Chelsea Hotel, Ghosts of Bohemia. In this case, Bohemia, of course, is not meant to be Czech Republic or Česko or Czechy, but the other meaning of the word, that is a group of people, usually artists, who are living in a way which is not part of the mainstream.
What is the second exhibition then?
And the second exhibition is Julia Kalfi, Inside the Chelsea Hotel. That's an exhibition of photographs taken by Julia Kalfi, who lived in the hotel several years.
What drew you to the subject of the Chelsea Hotel?
Chelsea Hotel seems to be really a unique place if you want to look at culture in the 20th century, because there is probably no other place in this world where so many important painters, writers, dancers, filmmakers, composers, musicians lived, especially in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and they created many important works there, which had a major impact on modern culture. So that and the fact that there has not been yet as any substantial show on the subject inspired us to really do this.
See them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea Girls.
Chelsea Girls by Nico, a reference to the Andy Warhol movie of the same name. The experimental underground film was mainly shot at the Chelsea Hotel and is currently being screened at Docs in the Ghosts of Bohemia show. Warhol and his associates represent the 1960s in the exhibition. The previous decade is represented by a tribute to the great ethnomusicologist Harry Smith. He's best known for the anthology of American folk music. Smith lived and died in room 328 at the Chelsea. The third decade the show takes in is the 1970s, with the spotlight on the photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, who lived at the Chelsea with Patti Smith. The second exhibition, Inside the Chelsea Hotel, also focuses on photography, specifically the work of Julia Kalfi, who lived there for 4 years. The pictures previously appeared in a book, but are being shown in an exhibition for the first time. I spoke to Julia Kalfi just before it opened.
It has a very big significance, because so many artists could have never found the space and the time to create really masterpieces without the Chelsea Hotel, because they could live in the Chelsea Hotel without having to pay the rent, without having a social security number, which is very difficult, even without having a passport. You did not have to give a formal type of identification. If the manager somehow felt he had this great sixth sense that this person could do something or that he liked them, then you were in that hotel. So that incredible pressure from the outside world, or the incredible judgment of being saying this guy is like worthless because he's not making any money, didn't exist in the Chelsea Hotel.
Who are the subjects of your photographs?
The subjects of my photographs, of course, are people who were living in the hotel at the same time I was. They were also, it was believed in the Chelsea Hotel that there were always the ghosts of the other people that lived there, that somehow the walls themselves or the floors themselves had almost been like imbued, like some sort of strange humidity. The genius had gotten into the walls and floors. And actually late at night when I walked down the hallways and I looked over the staircase, it was really possible to sort of feel other presences.
I know you were there for 4 years. When were you there exactly, and who were your contemporaries at that time?
Let's see. So I was there from end of 2002 until 2007, when then the manager was and owner was evicted from the hotel. For example, one of my very good friends was 86 years old. Her name was Stormy. She's also a very good friend of Diane Arbus. And she was the first female gay bouncer. And she lived in the hotel for something like 45 years. Another one person who I don't think was such a friend of mine, but certainly is a person I was, Ethan Hawke, when he was doing all his plays. I think he's a great actor.
In your book, there's a foreword by Miloš Forman, the Czech film director, of course, who won 2 Oscars and is possibly the greatest ever Czech film director. He lived at the Chelsea Hotel. What does he say in the foreword to your book?
He says basically that he'd always dreamed of coming to America as a place of freedom. And finally, when he was able to arrive in the United States, in America, he found the Chelsea Hotel, and it was the only place that he could have ever lived his dream, because he could live in the Chelsea Hotel without having to pay his rent. So he said he had some of the worst times in his life there, some of the best times in his life there, but the fact is he could not have come and lived in the United States and been what maybe he is today without the Chelsea Hotel.
How did this not paying rent thing work? That's fascinating to me.
So there was a manager and owner who was the son of the original manager and owner, and the guy is an extraordinary genius, and he has a seventh sense or eighth sense of being able to feel out people before they become famous or well known about who these people will do, and he can just feel them out. And when he feels it, okay, so maybe he's half wrong, maybe we only hear about his successes, okay, but doesn't matter, it's already a lot. And so when he felt that, it didn't matter to him, the rent.
And what's it like there today? Is it still a vibrant cultural center?
The Hotel Chelsea really died on June 19, 2007, because the owner and manager was evicted forever. And so with him, all artists who owed any sort of back rent had to either pay their back rent or leave. So most of them left. The new managers even had to have bodyguards to protect them. And so the spirit left the hotel.